Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 253. Today we move on to the healing phase symptoms of the SBS of the conjunctiva, cornea and lens of the eyes. All those symptoms are due to the restoration and replenishments of the lost cells from these tissues during CA phase. Let us start with the lens. There were no symptoms during CA phase in lens, but during healing, there is a clouding of lens expressed as a fuzzy or hazy vision. An intense healing can cause pain and discomfort in the affected eyes. If the healing is interrupted by conflict lapses, this clouding can turn into a permanent opacity called gray cataract. This is the popularly known cataract. There is a green cataract also related to the vitreous body of the eye, which we will learn later. This gray cataract is usually explained by conventional medicine as a normal feature of the aging process because they do not have any idea of a psychic conflict behind this phenomenon. It is true that more number of old people suffer from the visual separation conflicts. Next, let us learn the changes happening in cornea during the healing phase. It is a blurry vision. If with an inflammation, the condition is known as keratitis. There will be redness, pain, etc. If the conflict relapses, permanent scarring of the cornea and astigmatism can occur. Conjunctivitis is a very common medical condition. The conventional medicine and hence the common people do not know the real reason behind this popular so-called disease condition. It is also called a pink eye or red eye because of the red appearance of the affected eye. There will be the healing symptoms of burning pain, watering, itching, swelling, etc. The inflammation can affect the inner surface of the eyelids. It should be differentiated from the condition known as blepharitis, which is in reality the healing phase symptoms of the outer eyelid skin, which we will study later. The healing symptoms can be mild to moderate depending on the intensity of the conflict and subjectivity of the individual. If a person is right-handed and if the affected eye is right side, then the conflict is related to partner, and if left eye, the conflict is related to mother child. If the individual is left-handed, the affection will be vice versa. If the conjunctiva is excessively swollen and inflamed, then that condition is also called chemosis. A syndrome with its water retention makes the symptoms still increased. The conventional medicine considers conjunctivitis with or without chemosis as allergic or infection with microorganisms like virus or bacteria. The most common allergen they assume is pollen. You know that the concept of allergy is not found in German New Medicine. According to the first biological law of nature, any so-called disease can occur as a result of a DHS or a conflict shock in the psyche, the brain, and on the corresponding organ. They cannot conceive of the psyche and many a time the brain components of the so-called diseases of conjunctivitis and chemosis. According to German New Medicine, like every other disease, conjunctivitis is also a significant biological special program or SBS of nature. That means in all cases of conjunctivitis, there has to be an associated visual separation conflict of moderate intensity. The theory of allergy of conventional medicine is replaced in GNM with the concepts of tracts, hanging conflicts, hanging healing, etc. To know these in details, you can go back to the explanation of the first biological law of nature done during the early health tips. That means the affected person might have lost the sight of a loved one or a pet. It can occur in relation to a situation of not being allowed to see someone or not wanting to see someone. Very often, conjunctivitis spreads among members of the family or in the epidemic form because the newly affected individual does not want to see the other person who is already having the so-called disease. This is because there is the fear of infectivity of the disease or pathogenicity of the microorganisms alleged to cause conjunctivitis. In conventional medicine, there are concepts of mild type of conjunctivitis alleged to be caused by viruses like adenovirus and herpes virus, and more severe type of conjunctivitis allegedly caused by bacteria like Staphylococcus aureus or Streptococcus pneumonia. Please go back to the fourth biological law of nature here. If there is a concurrent runny nose, they call these allergies of conjunctivitis and rhinitis together as hay fever. According to GNM, rhinitis is the healing phase symptoms of nasal mucosa program following scent conflict or stink conflict. In many cases of conjunctivitis, there are agglutinated and crusty eyelids, which means there is an associated program involving the tear glands with visual morsel conflict. Pterygium is another medical condition occurring during the healing phase of the SBS of conjunctiva when the healing process is prolonged for a longer time period. This is also a hanging healing where there is the development of a scar tissue that grows towards the center of the eye onto the cornea. Another rare condition that can also occur during the hanging healing following the relapsing of a moderate visual separation conflict affecting conjunctiva is known as eye bump or pinguicula. They appear like yellowish or white patches grown on the conjunctiva. Friends, here we conclude our discussion of the SBS of the conjunctiva, cornea and lens of eyes. Please continue listening to Global GNM Health Tips. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.